Right then, it's time for the Kids Read the News. Every week we go into a school, we speak to the kids about really, really important stuff. This time, I've been to Froome Vale Academy in Bristol.
The Kids Read the News.
Hi, Barry.
Hello.
Your name is the capital of France.
Yes, it is.
In Greek mythology, there's a person called Paris who has a war against the Greeks.
Yes, I was named after him.
That's cool.
What more do you know about Paris from Greek mythology? Was he a really, really, like, handsome hero type of guy by any chance?
No, he wasn't very handsome because the goddess made the woman fall in love with him, not because he was handsome.
Right, okay. That's great, Joshua. Thanks for that. It's the summer holidays, everybody!
Yay!
If you could have the perfect summer holiday, I want to know what that would be.
It would probably be going off to this nice island. There's loads of people pampering us.
Just kind of servants serving you, all that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
This is a bit strange, but if Jupiter had an atmosphere and if you couldn't just fall through it and it was actually had a ground, I would go to Jupiter because Jupiter's such a cool planet. It's giant, like, it's massive, and it would also cost over 500...
pounds?
Bazillion pounds.
Bazillion, yes, I was going
to
say.
I've asked my parents, like, loads of times to go to Hawaii. My parents have been there, they've described it as a really nice place. I feel a bit frustrated because I always tell them, you go to it, and I never get to go to it. And they said, well, maybe. And then I said, no, maybe, you've been there before, so I'm going there. Sort out.
So obviously I know you'd all like to say thank you to your amazing teachers, because aren't they all brilliant?
Yeah.
Yes, teachers are amazing. However, what could your teachers do better next year? Let you eat more chocolates in the class or something like that?
I don't think they should.
No.
Because I know chocolate is bad for us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have too much of it, we could get ill.
I thought we should have more break times. I'd say about maybe an hour and a half or an hour.
Once I went into the classroom, I saw Miss He. They were trying to hide it. They drank Coke.
What?
Yes, Coke.
Miss Heap, was that Miss Heap?
Yes.
Miss Heap.
Our teacher.
What was she hiding?
I saw an apple, a banana, a sandwich, a really weird sandwich.
Why was it weird?
Because I think it had vegetables in it.
Vegetables in a sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I think I saw it.
Hey, the cricket has done. Who is England playing in the cricket?
Australia.
Australia is correct. What do you know about Australia?
It's very hot. And there's lots of different types of animals they've got there. Snakes, spiders.
Can anybody do an Australian accent?
G'day, mate. I'm from Australia, mate. I need to raise your hand, man.
Australians like to use a phrase, put a shrimp on the barbie.
Put a shrimp on the barbie.
Does anybody know what a didgeridoo is?
They're basically like smaller kangaroos, basically. And they normally have different colours. Isn't a didgeridoo an instrument? It's like a long tube that they normally play in New Zealand.
What noise do you think the didgeridoo makes?
Wait.
Haunting. Finally, to finish, we're going to sing some Australian songs. All right? It goes like this. Neighbours.
Neighbours.
What's the second line? You don't know, you've got no idea, have you? Everybody needs good neighbours.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
Closer each day.
Closer each day. Around the way.
The Kids Read the News.
Can I just confirm, you've got no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Yeah.
No. Right, okay. No.